Livy Purvis, Yachting Monthly, May 11. Sailing to a place from far away makes you think you own it. Certainly always does with me. For a brief winter break, I had the luck to fly to Barbados, an island I last encountered 32 years ago, fresh, if that is a word, off a 50-foot yacht with a somewhat difficult skipper, which vessel I had steered 8 hours a day by hand from Gran Canaria. The self-steering broke 2 days out, and with four of us on board, it was decided that the skipper and his wife would share a watch, and the other two of us carry most of it. It was wheel steering and brisk tradewind seas with temperamental asymmetric twin headsails, so in order to wake the other watchkeeper in the distant forecastle, there were only two ways. You could throw things, shoes, hats, cooking utensils, in extremis a winch handle, to clatter beside the bunk. But as sleep grew deeper, we resorted to tying a thin line on the other crewman's wrist and pulling it. Few things are more unnerving than being woken by your own hand jerking up and down on your chest. I was painfully reminded of it during the opening moments this spring of the National Theatre's Frankenstein. Anyway, we made it, and due to a difference of opinion over whether crew were entitled to use the sacred soul dinghy, we slaves had to swim ashore with our clothes in plastic bags on our heads. And as I say, for this reason, I believe I own Barbados, having been overcome by a Columbus complex which made me need to know everything, political, geographical, cultural, including some lusty gospel singing in a tin church and a great deal of fraternising with cane cutters in shanty pubs. As a result, I felt quite affronted by the extreme changes, even the prosperity and road improvements since. And I began to see why those old codgers I used to laugh at would go on and on about how Camaray or Laberach or Kinsale was simply not the same since their young days, when pterodactyls swooped over the mast and woolly mammoths fought with peasants in tricorn hats for the privilege of taking a chap's lines ashore. Codgerdom does creep up on one. Anyway, this time being older and busier, my aim in landing on Barbados was a week on the lovely Royal Clipper, the biggest full-rigged five-masted sailing ship in the world. It is a cruise ship that sails most of the time, and my role was to lie around on a sun lounger and be ferried ashore to tourist-friendly beaches to bond with coloured fish in a borrowed snorkel. However unyachty the experience, though, the ship gave me one valuable lesson of principle to take back to our humbler craft. The top deck, where the sails are handled, staysails hauled by hand and electric winch squaresails unfurling magically from the yard, is quite brilliantly uncluttered and safe. Has to be when you've got several dozen punters, utterly unseawise and rather full of rum punch, hanging about gazing upwards through digital cameras. Every staysail is prevented from flogging, every shackle and tack too high to bash the most unwary head, every coil carefully placed and replaced so that nobody may blunder into it. Complete idiots can lurch around and grab handholds, none of which betray them. It's not something you can totally reproduce on a small yacht or even on an ordinary training tall ship, but a lot of us could get closer than we do to an idiot-proof deck layout. So you keep tripping over the midship's cleat? Consider a folding one. So there are winch-handle-shaped bruises on the children? Stop leaving them in the hole. You're not an admiral's cupper where seconds count. So the galley shelf hits everyone on the head when they reach for the coffee jar? Put a strip of foam on it. Trapped fingers in the locker catchers? Get different catchers. People keep slipping in the heads? There is no shame in indoor treadmaster. We're all clumsy sometimes, clumsy when tired, wet, frightened or preoccupied. Speaking from the middle of the usual mass of early season bruises, I say that the only wise course is to make friends with your clumsiness, run to meet it, move out of that zone of heroic denial and into a padded cell philosophy of cruising. There'll be pain enough, the unavoidable kind, without courting the avoidable knocks. Oh, and by the way, throwing winch handles at sleeping crewmates can endanger your deeper friendships, so trust me on that.